Oh, there's so much love now in this room. So much love for you. You have just created maybe the highest coherence in this day, since the days we began. Can you feel it going through you? Can you feel the thickness of love? And as Alcazar just led you through his session, so you are asked to hold and feel and gift yourself this love. For what is love? What does it feel for you now? What kind of vibration is it? This is a love beyond the physical, entering realms and dimensions that we constantly seeking to be in every moment of our lives. So there is no limitation, so open yourself even more. All our lives we open ourselves even more for that great love. Does it come from somewhere, or is it always in us, or is it around us? We cannot place it in a specific place. It's everywhere and nowhere. It has no place, nowhere that we can actually pinpoint. It is just there, pouring, loving, nurturing, endless. So allow even more for us all to experience it all together, allowing together, supporting ourselves in this frequency of love, cognizing love into our lives, into our body, into our wishes, into our future, into our anything you want it to be. Love is really the tool that can solve all that you want and bring you even more. And as Alcazar said, there is nothing to do but be that love. Hard because we are so conditioned in our mind to wanting to do constantly things, as though to justify our existence by doing things. So experience more now, so you can bring it more into your day-to-day life when you go back home. Feel that preciousness of the families that you cannot see with your eyes, maybe, but you can, if you allow for it. But feel with your heart that represent that love that is connected to a source beyond this dimension, and that's pouring through other fields, other existences, from the entire universe or cosmos, and breathe it, just breathe it even more, and love yourself even more. Love yourself. That is the true tool for you, to love yourself, to bring peace to yourself, to know that there is nothing, nothing that you cannot accomplish. Whether it's a healing, whether it's a career, whether it's an issue you have with your family member, feel the peacefulness so strong that you are so sure, that you are so relaxed, that you know that all is well. Breathe and remember that you are dearly, dearly, dearly loved by God.
It is good day to you, huh? It is so wondrous to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence, dearest beings. We see your illuminated hearts. We see your minds, your energy, each connected. We wish you to know that you are like a wheel turning with spokes and a rim. Your heart is the center, the hub of this wheel. As all of your hearts are meeting together in this room, or as you hear this message in the future sometime, breathe into that core of your heart center and feel the warmth expand and feel the other hearts that are around you. And as you feel those other hearts that are around you, the sensation of your own heart, the feeling of its beating, its magical energy that is pumping blood every second, life force to all parts of your body. And that life force, as you know, is connected to all other life forces on this planet. Breathe into that. And know that the space between your heart and your mind is a connective force of energy. And through that connective force, each of your minds are connected with the others in this room and around the planet. As we ask all light workers, light workers, to connect heart to heart, mind to mind. Feel the illumination of the light that is touching each of you. We have asked each of you to think of a task, something that makes a difference in this world. We have heard from some and they say, oh, well, the difference I am choosing to make is not really a big deal. the space that you hold is a big deal. You never know when something that you say or do makes that spoke, makes that hub, makes that rim of the wheel bigger and better and stronger. You're always aware of that focus and that energy. We have a friend who raised racehorses. And her racehorse, she named after the archangel Jophiel, thinking that that would carry her racehorse faster. However, Jophiel was simply loving the energy of being named after the angelic realm and played in the grass and played and ran here and there and never won a race. However, when the owner, this wonderful woman from Florida, came to Thailand, she saw the light that one person could make, the difference that one person could make. She went home, told Jophiel to just have fun and run for the light. Jophiel won the race. And in the newspaper, she was asked, what was the difference? This horse has been running for a long time. She said, I told Jophiel to run for the light. The newspaper reporter did not know what that meant. But think of all of the people whose minds were touched by that process. What does it mean to run for the light? What does it mean to step into the light? What is the light? What light should I go to? Ah, dearly beloveds, I ask you, to remember you are the light. As the Jophiel ran towards the light, he was just running for his own light. I ask you to be the difference. What would the world be like if our dear friend in this dimension, Dr. Todd, had said, no, I want to stay a regular doctor. Think of all the lives that would not have been touched. What if Lee Carroll would have said, oh, that's too much? What if I would have said, oh no, I've seen the end of this story. I'm not going to do it this time. I said, love yourself as you love others, not instead of. Each one of you has a task. Some are big. Some may seem not so big. However, even the smallest of tasks can have large repercussions. Our dear friend, Australian, decided that he wanted to help a poor people, starting off with not giving food. He took my statement to heart and said, teach them how to fish. teach them how to grow food. Now he has a series of farms in the Philippines where people are learning to grow food where no food could be grown. You see, dearly beloveds, when you have a task before you, no matter how big, no matter how small, there are two things that are going to happen. You're going to take the next step into a big pile of contrast. And the universe may push back a bit and bring you every reason why you cannot accomplish that task. And what the universe is really asking you is, how badly do you wish to evolve? That will happen. And then the other thing will happen, and that is, you will be given an opportunity to get a ladder if necessary and step out of the pile of contrast and stand above it and see what you have done just in climbing that ladder. See how powerful you are in just stepping out and knowing that you are here on this planet by divine appointment. You are here to remind people to be the light that they can run towards. You are here to be the difference you wish to see. You are here to change the medical profession. You are here to change your neighborhood. You are here to change, shift consciously yourself. And as you do, by the laws of nature, all others that are around you begin to shift. Now you can say to me, how did that work out for you? It was a difficult ending, huh? But it was only the beginning. There is no ending. For you have me in your heart, as you have the Buddha, as you have the Pleiadians and the Arcturians and all the beings that are you. For you have that wheel that is a part of you. You have that essence. Dearly beloved beings, and as you sit in this stillness, you feel the heart center warm and connect. You feel the connection of your heart and that magnificent muscle that you call the brain coming into perfect divine balance. And as you do, dearly beloveds, you feel the connection of light circling the planet from your heart through the rim of that wheel that will continue to turn. And for that, we are grateful. Dearest beings of light, I ask you, say yes to your task, no matter how great it might seem at the moment. Say yes to your task. Because when you say yes to your task, you are saying yes to your heart. And that is how the shift occurs. Breathe. So, dearest beings of light, it is wondrous when the Master comes in. That Master is within each of you. Remember that. You are the light. You are the love. You are the way showers. You are the planetary galactic beings that said, yes, I'll come here at this time on this planet. And for that we are grateful. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I ask my partner to be sure you're on a node for the last meeting of the year. A meeting that celebrates that which happened 30 years ago when I came in to my partner's life. And in these channels, I am reviewing some of the most important things that I have shared with you. And I'm doing it again. So much has been discussed, dear ones, about human consciousness. And I want to again review some things. If indeed you were created in the image of God, what is that image? It's not your face, it's not your body, it's not your biology. Dear ones, it's love. That's the image of God. It's compassion. And those two things are very high-minded things. They go way beyond that which is the current consciousness of the planet. That's the image of God. And there would be some who would doubt that, and they say it could not have been. It could not have been that way, cannot be that way. Because if you look at the consciousness of humanity, it's low. So that begs a question. Is it possible that consciousness itself of humanity can be variable? Is it possible that it can go up to match the magnificence of the Creator or go down? All with free choice, and the answer is that is the premise and always has been. Always has been. If you ask the highest minded intellectual human being the question, how high can you think? I guarantee the answer will be, we as humans are unlimited and can go as high as we wish. The intellectual is proud of thinking above the rest of humanity into areas that no one can think, pondering things that are beyond ponder, they say. And yet, I will tell you this, there is a ceiling. There is a place where you cannot go that is beyond where you are. It's the top level It's the barrier. It's the veil where you cannot think above a certain place. I want to give you an example of something that you all understand and you know. Have you ever contemplated the intellect of that beautiful, wonderful love partner called the dog? The dog can feel so many emotions, including love and compassion, sadness, anger, jealousy. The dog would seem to have so much intelligence, understanding the human and even feeling that which is what a human thinks. It can pick it up. That's pretty smart. Dogs have intuition. Intuition that you're coming home or that you're leaving. And yet I ask you this, can a dog contemplate its own existence? And the answer is no. What do you think a dog thinks of you? And you might say, well, we probably appear as gods to the dogs. You don't. You're just another animal who they love, who feeds them, who cares for them. It's a beautiful arrangement, but they don't contemplate who you might be. A dog does not contemplate humanity. A dog cannot think above what a dog can think. I once told you something that appeared to be perhaps inappropriate, but I'll say it again. If you were all dogs, God would be a dog. You know I'm right. And all the angels would go around smelling each other. You know I'm right. There is a limit to consciousness. As proof, we say again, what you have done is to place God in a human form, and you've given God all of the issues of duality. If you were dogs, God would be a dog. If you're human, God is a human. Because you cannot think any higher than that. So the next thing I give you yet again, for those who understand what I'm thinking, what I'm saying, what I'm teaching, what might be beyond where you can think? There's a barrier, a wall. But that barrier, that wall, is starting to move. It's starting to move upward. If you wish to measure things that are higher in an upward direction, that's what we'll say. Consciousness is expanding, and the whole idea of vibration comes into this formula. Vibrations that are starting to come into this planet are new. They're higher, but not just higher. They are starting to be multidimensional. Past what you have, they're starting to have concepts of that which is outside of three dimensions, four dimensions, five, how many you want to number. You can't really number dimensionality. It doesn't work that way, but you like to do it that way. What does that look like? I'll tell you. It looks like this, a light worker who comes to a meeting like this and starts to ponder more than their existence, starts to ponder their alliance with the Creator. That's out of the box, because you haven't been taught to do that, dear ones. You have been taught to worship the Creator. Not many start to ponder an alliance with the Creator. That's God in you. And some are starting to see what I have called the spark. the spark. This is what happens when you start to sit and think about what's beyond that which you believe you can think about. And it pushes you through that wall, sometimes only instantaneously, and sometimes for the rest of your life. I'll tell you one of the most common sparks of all. Spontaneous remission. Did you know that was a spark? Where a human being for a moment or two, for reasons that you wouldn't understand, goes to that place where there is a query, do you want to stay or go? And the soul says one or the other. And the soul who goes to that place, whether conscious or unconscious, on an operating table or not, has an instantaneous answer, I'm staying, and the whole body reacts, and the disease leaves. You call it a miracle, spontaneous remission. You know what that was? That was a human who momentarily went beyond that which you think is even there. Had a spark for a moment and came back and is still alive because of it. God inside. A system which actually was queried, was questioned, do you want to stay or go? What if you can control it? What if your own divinity, you could say, I want to go beyond that which is the wall, the veil. I want to experience the spark. I want to go there. So many have. But you don't really understand what's happened. Suddenly, you're peaceful. Suddenly, something has happened in you. You have a grasp on reality you never did before. Welcome to a compassionate action dimension. You have started to broach the veil, become more compassionate, more alive, more loving, more peaceful. You're going to live longer. Your cells know it. Because you're starting to broach that place humanity's never been before. Only the shamans go there. Only those, the priests will go there. The ones who are trained to go there. The meditators will go there. But not regular humanity. Until now. The ancients, where you sit today, had a calendar that was cyclical and mentioned that there could be many calendars, and there were in the past. They also, in their prophecy, said you might not make it. But if you did, past the precession of the equinoxes, if you did, that consciousness which you think is static and stable would start to grow. In their prophecies, from here, the ancients said that if you passed that precession, that 2012 date, that humanity might then start experience the highest consciousness they had ever had. That was the marker. And they were not the only ones to see this. All over the planet, they saw that. The ancients knew something was past 2012. That was a graduation point. If you hadn't destroyed yourself, and you didn't, then that graduation would give you the ability to think beyond where you are to a consciousness that would not destroy itself because it now knows better. It now knows better. The children are leaving the planet and the adults have arrived. That's what it's like. Oh, there's so much above that ceiling the intellectual thinks is not there. Because it's not intellectual, it's heart-based reality. And some of you sitting in the chairs right now can raise your hands and celebrate the fact that you are there. You're starting to see a light that was never there before. Thank you, Spirit, For all that you are in a time that needs you, old soul, you've arrived. That's why you're here. You want to know what you're supposed to do. You want to know what your contract is, which doesn't really exist. You want to know why you're here? To sit here and to show your light to others around you, so that many of them will ask you someday, quietly, in private, how do you do it? How do you do it? That's why you're here. That's the contract. Just hold the light and say, I've experienced the spark. That's why I'm here. The spark is that which you didn't expect, a change in human nature, a change in everything that is, a place that only God knows about, that you are now starting to experience. That is the shift. 30 years we came, we didn't tell you that. Because you hadn't gotten there yet, how could we begin to tell you that there was something beyond what you ever thought was there? How could we tell you that? When you couldn't think about it, and you wouldn't understand it, and it wasn't even mentioned. But now it's all we talk about, because that's where you are. Your very reality is shifting. And how you think is shifting. It shifts into a place where you start to recognize you don't have to be afraid. Or you start to recognize you don't have to worry. Where the first expression of maturity in trouble you might have is peace. Won't we say that again? That when you get in trouble and where there are things to fear and worry about, your first reaction is peace. You know you're above the mark of old human nature when this starts to occur. That's who's here. That's who's starting to listen to these messages and starting to say, I knew it, I knew it. There's more than I thought. Something's going on. Oh, yes, it is. That's what takes you out of your own history. I'll say it again. Don't let things in the past dictate your future. Because that's an old energy of you, of the earth, of the world. What's in front of you, you've never experienced. And the brave soul will go there. Because they recognize that's where the light is. That's not where the dark is. That's where the light is. I'll be back. This is your lineage. Celebrate it. Enjoy it. And don't forget where the prophecy of where you are came from. The dirt of the earth at your feet. And this, a beautiful place filled with core truth. And so it is.